Good evening. This is the 10 o'clock news on Trinidad and Tobago Television. There has been a very large explosion on the south coast of Trinidad, not far from Dead Man's Hill. A farm known as Granny P's Fruit Farm was completely destroyed in the explosion, causing a fire in which hundreds of fruit trees were burnt down. It is not yet known if anyone was killed or how many people were hurt in the explosion. No bodies have been found so far. The only two survivors seem to be Mr. Maurice Bailey, a sound engineer from Trinidad, and Mr. John Berry, a musical agent from Washington, Great Britannia. It seems that the explosion was caused by Mr. Berry, even if it is not yet clear exactly how it started. He was arrested while trying to leave the country, and is being kept in the maximum security prison in Port of Spain until more information becomes available. A police spokesman who was interviewed by us earlier today said, "We believe this Mr. Berry to be a foreign agent, part of a plan to overthrow the government. We are very lucky to have caught him." Now here is the rest of the news. The cricket season started well for the West Indies when England lost their first match by 985 runs.